Now, a loose coalition of anti-capitalist protesters in New York City, calling themselves Occupy Wall Street, have been protesting in Manhattan. Around 500 were arrested after they swarmed onto a bridge in Brooklyn and blocked the traffic. The protesters have been camping out near New York's financial district for 2 weeks now. Andy Newman writes the Metro blog City Room for the New York Times and has been reporting on the story. Earlier, he told us the latest that's happened.
Today was the 15th day of the Occupy Wall Street protests, and today at about 3 p.m. in New York, the demonstrators set off from their headquarters in Lower Manhattan and began marching north. Took a turn toward the Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of several bridges that goes across Manhattan to Brooklyn. There is a pedestrian walkway over the bridge that's very, very popular and is sort of raised above the roadway. Most of the marchers chose the walkway to go across the bridge, but some of them headed towards the car lanes, the roadway or the bridge. There they were met by about a handful of police commanders at the base of the roadway who told them through bullhorns, you cannot block the roadway to the bridge. If you block traffic, you will be arrested. They continued to try to get across. What the police say then happened is that because there were very few officers there and they did not have barriers or riot shields or anything like that, they couldn't really stop the marchers. So they started walking in front of them, which looked from a distance as if they were escorting them across the bridge. Many of the marchers, including the people behind the first few marchers, apparently thought that they were being escorted across the bridge and that it was fine for them to cross the bridge. So hundreds of people made their way onto the bridge, falling in line behind the first ones that the police were letting onto the bridge. About a third of the way across the bridge, high above the East River, the police sort of cut the marchers off from the back and then also cut them off from the front with these orange nets that they have and sort of penned them in and began arresting them one by one.
Well, Lee Camp is a comedian, activist and writer in New York, and he's been taking part in the protests of the Occupy Wall Street movement over the past few days. I asked him specifically, what is the protest about?
Well, first of all, let me stress that I am just one person. These protests do not have a central leadership, which I think is part of what makes them special and amazing and different. My personal reasons, and I think largely the reasons of most people here, is that there's very few people that would deny that we're living in an unsustainable model. We're watching the top 1% continue to enrich themselves at a rate never before seen, while the average people in this country and really around the world, things continue to get tougher and tougher for them. There's lack of jobs. They're getting kicked out of their homes due to foreclosure. And we're watching essentially a competitive eating competition. Giant, rotund corporations continue to just shove everything in their mouths at insane rates.
You talked about having no central leadership and described that as a positive. Surely it's a negative as well, isn't it? Because you're not focused enough in what you're actually protesting about here.
Yes, I agree. I would prefer more focus, but I think that these people didn't come together to be dictated to. You know, they didn't come together to follow a dictator in terms of reasons for being there or what's going to happen day to day. There's a committee of people, and they vote on decisions and that type of thing, but you can't expect with any popular movement, really, that there's going to be a sole person making decisions.